Miss Sue, what is that you're holding there in your hand?
Well, I don't rightly think that's any of your business.
Is that a map you have there?
It's no concern of yours.
Why, this is a map of all the oil deposits in the Gatewick area. Just what are you planning here?
You keep your mouth shut.
You better tell me, or I might just tell everybody how you took 3 coffees at Waitrose last week.
You can't prove that.
Can I just...
Listen, the folks around here know one thing and one thing only, and that's the price of their house. And if you think I'm going to stand by and watch while the price of my house is adversely affected by a major economic boost to the nation, then my name's not Sue Ellen Trubshaw Fortescue.
Ladies, what's going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on, J.R. Your wife is planning to sabotage Dork King Oil.
Now, you listen here. That oil is mine. And if you don't like that, you can just get out and over the border into Surrey. Hell, there ain't nothing north of Gatewick but tumbleweed and the odd garden center till you reach Raygate. So if you're not with me, you get yourself on the 8217 and you head north, out of my life. And towards the M25.
I ain't going. I'm staying here and fighting this thing. Hell, I'm already fighting the second runway. I can fight this too.
But it's billions of barrels of oil. The oil baron's ball will make so much more sense if we have some actual oil.
But J.R., think of the house prices. Why won't anybody think of the house prices?
You're crazy, Sue.
It ain't natural. Round these parts, we buy houses. We get on a train or into a BMW, and we go to London, and we earn money to buy bigger houses. That's the way it's always been round here. It's the home county's way.
But can't you see the potential? Soon we'll be as rich as the rest of the country thinks we already are.
Oh, J.R.